This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Let's talk the economics of a World Cup if we can. The FIFA World Cup, first in the Middle East, is what, 35 days away now? Not long to go. Just almost a calendar month before we indulge and dive into 4 weeks of World Cup action. No shortage of football fan zones popping up all over this city. But what does it take to sign off on a football fan zone? How much can one potentially make from such a fan zone? And how much important is it for a company when it comes to moving forward with your year? Well, one man to ask is, of course, the CEO of Mageddon's Group, Dennis Mageddon, who's been kind enough to join us live on the line and live via Microsoft Teams this morning. Morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Tom, and thank you guys very much for having me here this morning.
Interested to find out more about the massive fan zone by Mageddon's in Dubai Media City. All systems go, Dennis?
All systems go, Tom. Yeah, we have 24 days before we take over the site. As you correctly said, 35 days to kick off. We have an awful lot of really fun and really cool activities, I hope, for everybody to enjoy. The whole plan for us is we want everybody from a 2-year-old to a 92-year-old to have the time of their life down there with activities for everybody.
Dennis, it's a massive undertaking for you and the rest of the team at Mageddon's Group as well. Why agree and sign off on the fan zone?
Well, Tom, we've done concerts down there before. We did one-off events in Media City. I think Media City is possibly one of the best arenas available. And I think, you know, that the big challenge is doing a 30-day event. But I do think we have a great team. I think it is the perfect storm so far as Dubai is concerned and Qatar. And Qatar, we have 45 flights a day going in and out of Qatar. And therefore, I feel Dubai is really going to reap the benefit of all of this.
Financial risk or a no-brainer?
Of course, there's financial risk with everything you're going to do. It's a huge gamble. There's no question about it. But as I said, you know, we've had some super sponsors come in behind us. And look, I think we'll just manage it very, very well. It's a huge burden of cash going out, but equally, I think we will certainly get it back, no question.
We know that. We're getting the impression that a lot of people are going to use Dubai as their base. A lot of people are going to come to Dubai to be closer to the World Cup as well, which bodes well. We also know that you're not alone when it comes to fan zones. No shortage of fan zones to choose from fans here in the region. So how do you, Dennis, and the rest of the Mageddon's team sort of set yourself apart from the others?
Well, what I wanted to try and do, Tom, is it's obviously the festive season as well. So what I wanted to do was create this winter fest as well, so the kids can come, they can have a great time. Mum and dad can go ahead and enjoy the football. We have ISM involved, so we have inflatables there, an inflatable football pitch. We have a snow zone. So we've got a whole host of activities going on for the whole family to enjoy. So I hope that sets us apart. Other than that, you know, the entry level is 50 dirham, which is fully redeemable, which I think is exceptional value. I don't think you'll get that anywhere else in Dubai. And as I said, Dubai Media City as a venue, it's just going to be superb.
From a sort of viewing perspective as well, I mean, in terms of audio visuals as well, I know that you've got one of the largest, if not the largest screen in the UAE. Is that also going to be key?
Oh, it's going to be massive. So the screen is a 200 square meter screen, the main screen. Then we have 25 5-meter screens all dotted around the whole place. You've got a VIP deck. You've got VIP boxes where you'll have plenty of visual. You'll be able to look at the game from every single place on the whole site. The other thing I would just like to mention at this point, we've also secured Harry Redknapp to do a Q&A both in Mageddon's and also at the fan zone. And he's going to be doing a little bit of training down there on a Saturday morning too, which would be cool.
Amazing stuff as well. And are you getting dressed up as Santa again for the fan zone?
Absolutely not, Tom, but thank you for asking me. We have a very nice gentleman that will be popping in to see us, a West End actor, and he'll do a little bit of singing also.
Let's talk overview, if we can. I mean, listen, Mageddon's very much has their finger firmly on the pulse of the food and beverage sector, not just here in the UAE, but across the region and further afield. Is this tournament going to be a big boost for F&B? And if so, how much so?
Well, I think, Tom, the projections I've done, say, on the bar side of our business, I reckon that will be up about 30% on, say, a normal November, December. You have, as I say, the perfect storm. You've got like that kickoff weekend. You've got the race to Dubai on. You've got the F1 on. It's naturally busy as a season. And then you throw the World Cup in on top of that. So I just think, for me, I think a Tuesday night is going to be a Friday night, if that makes any sense, so far as business is concerned. I think it's going to be a 7-day-a-week business for the full 30 days.
Looking at some of the other issues that are facing hospitality industry at the moment, staffing being a big one as well. Listen, you've got no shortage of new openings, new ventures at the moment for McGettigan's. Put on top of that a sort of pop-up fan zone as well. How do you go about staffing it correctly?
So what we took a view last June to overstaff all of our outlets, knowing that this fan zone's coming in. So, you know, we will have a core base of staff from the various outlets that we currently own. And then we will put in some temporary staff with that. And we, look, as I say, we have a very good, strong management team and everybody be rowing in behind it. It's just that 30 days is a long time to try and run it. But look, I think we'll do a very good job. And I think everybody will be pleasantly surprised by everything.
As you said, we're just over a month away from the start of the World Cup. You mentioned there that you take ownership of the site, 10 days before the World Cup starts as well? Is that cutting it a bit fine?
Well, it's from the 9th, so we have 11 days to set up.
Okay.
Bear in mind that Media City is a virgin site so far as we have to put everything in. We've got to put in, as you say, the audio, the visual, the stands, bathrooms, you know, staff areas. It's a huge undertaking, but look, we've done it before and we'll do it again.
Just finally, whilst we've got you on, Dennis, if it's all right. I mean, I'm looking at 2022, no shortage of new openings, new management opportunities for McGettigan's as well. When we get to at the end of this one, I know it's going to be a busy next couple of months. Will you look back at 2022 as one of the sort of breakthrough years, not breakthrough years, but a successful year for McGettigan's?
I think it's been a badly needed. I don't specifically think it's just McGettigan's. I think the whole of the UAE the whole world has had a terrible time with COVID. Mm. I think 2022 has been a really welcome addition to business and trying to catch up on various losses that everybody made over the last couple of years. Mm. So look, 2022 to me, I think we'll finish off very, very strong and badly needed, but very, very welcome.
And 2023, more openings in the pipeline?
Yes, we're currently looking at possibly 2 to 4 outlets in 2023, which I'd rather not get into right now. But there will be a couple in Dubai, possibly Abu Dhabi, and possibly where I'm at the moment in Ras Al Khaimah. So we'll just have to see what happens.
We will watch this space, Dennis. Thank you very much indeed for your diplomacy.
Absolutely.
There. Listen, really kind of you to get up nice and early for us this morning. Dennis, thank you so much indeed for your time. All the best with the new fan zone up at Dubai Media City. That's the CEO of McGettigan Group, Dennis McGettigan, joining us live on the line.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.